Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my cheeky nuggies?
What up, barbecue sauce?
Hey!
Dippage for days, bro.
Hot mustard.
It is Friday. I am super excited because on my calendar, on my phone, no dots. We have nothing going on.
Okay.
Good for you, man.
Tell you what, it's
you kind of deserve that.
It's been a minute since we've had like nothing going on a Friday, so we might hunker down tonight, have some junk food, do a little family movie night. Any suggestions?
Oh, okay. Have your kids seen The Count of Monte Cristo yet?
Can't say that we've watched that.
You pretty haven't good? Seen it?
Uh-uh. Is that about
one
a sandwich?
One of my all-time favorite movies. It is. Have you seen it, Katie?
No, I'm
oh
never
my
even heard of it.
The Count of Monte Cristo. It's the guy that plays Jesus Christ, Jim Caviezel. He is in it. One of the best movies I've ever seen. I recommend it to you, Katie.
Really?
It is
okay.
A movie for all ages. If you have not seen The Count of Monte Cristo, oh my goodness, do I recommend it.
Okay. I'm looking at it right here.
So good. Actually, I really want you to watch it now and tell me what you think.
All right, I'm looking it up. It's got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, so people like it.
Yeah,
dude, I have
like
it on DVD, Jeremy. I can lend it to you.
Here I was. I'm like, I think we should watch Ninja Turtles from like 1988. Tonight.
I mean, if you want to, but that is a seriously good
okay.
movie, man. You guys will love it.
Yeah, it looks
genuinely.
Like we can watch it on Hulu and possibly Netflix and Prime
mm-hmm.
if
oh,
they
like,
have
well,
it right
it's like
now.
3 hours long, though.
Yeah. Well, I might have to watch that.
Dude,
okay.
All right.
I promise you it's a good movie.
Deal.
I was looking for recommendations. Deal. Katie's like, it's settled. That's what Jeremy's watching tonight.
Yeah. Is
you
it
don't
funny?
Have to, but it's a good one. It's a good, what'd you say?
Is it funny?
It's an action like adventure movie. It's really good. Yeah. Katie, I'm not really sitting at home watching funny movies.
That's what I mean. That's what I do. I like to laugh. So.
You're right.
Have I never even heard of this? It came out in 2024.
No, it came out in 2004.
Oh wow!
Oh, this says 2024. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong one.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that one. It came out in like, I don't know. It came out in like 2000.
Is this the one right here?
2002. No, that's a new one. I haven't seen that one.
Whoa.
Jim Caviezel's in the original. The original is really good.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
It's
well,
a 2002 film.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
It's truly like racking my brain tonight, like what we should watch.
So. Really good, yeah.
All right. We'll put that down. Good call, buddy. we had a good time yesterday here at the radio station. We brought in a little up-and-coming artist to perform for everybody. We brought in some listeners, had a catered lunch, and I feel like it went pretty good.
It was fun.
I had fun.
Katie was crapping her pants. What are you
what
talking
do you mean?
About?
I had fun, though. Like, I just get nervous. I get nervous because I'm the one who has to talk on the microphone for the most part.
Yeah, we make Katie talk.
You do. And it happens every time. Anytime I have to get up on a stage, when I did the Mammoth Games, like, I can't eat the whole day.
I was
super
on there with
nervous.
The Mammoth. We were all talking at the Mammoth Game.
Oh,
what are
I know,
you talking
but
about?
I did it real, like, a
you
lot.
Worked,
like,
that was your
the
job.
Yes.
That
yes.
was your
my job.
Job.
And every time I did it, I would get nervous and butterflies.
I didn't want to have anything to do with it yesterday. So.
I know. You're
we're
like,
talking to the artist, you know, and we're just standing there. I go, and Katie is so excited to introduce you and do a Q&A with you. And Katie looked at me like, you son
you
of
did
a...
kind of throw
I put her right on
did.
The spot.
Threw
you
her into the bus
Katie's excited to really lead this today.
Yes.
And I love it because, bless your heart, you do get so nervous.
I do.
I've never seen anything like it.
I get nervous and I get sweaty. And here's the thing.
So
is,
sweaty.
Yesterday,
so sweaty.
I was already worked up. It was a very just... the show got me up in my feels yesterday
yes.
already.
It was an intense show yesterday.
It was an intense show. Thank you. And then to roll over and do that. And at one time I felt bad because Iz Devine came to perform for us yesterday. She's a CU Denver alum. We loved having her, but we were talking to her beforehand and she was like, we were taking a picture, and I don't know if you, we were next to each other, and my hand was behind her, and my hand was shaking so bad. Then her hand started shaking, and when we got done, I was like, I'm sorry, I'm shaking so bad. I moved. She's like, I'm kind of nervous too. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. And I felt bad because I think my nerves went off onto
you're
her.
Not supposed to tell an artist that you're nervous.
Your nerves are contagious because I was even like, whoa, I need to back away from Katie.
Like, I get so
because you start shaking
up.
Your hands and you're like, I do. And then you're pacing. You're like, I can't eat.
And
I'm over here on the couch eating a taco.
I know. I'm like, everyone was eating. And it's like one of my favorite things. And I'm just like, I can't. And then they had a cake. I'm like, I can't even have the cake.
I looked at Big Rob a couple times. He was like, oh, my God. What is wrong with Katie? I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with Katie.
I get worked up. The parades we do. I think you guys have worked with me enough to know.
Yeah.
I get amped. Like, let's go.
We got to get you some roofies or something before any sort of event. We need to give you some downers.
Some Xanax.
Sure.
No, he kept telling me, we need to medicate you. Like, what is like, that
now
happening?
I get when you say you can't go to the dentist because you get so wound up.
Thank you.
I see what would happen.
Yeah.
It would be insane for that poor hygienist.
Yeah, they sent me home, told me my blood pressure was too high. You can't get your Rukin all day. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's just who you are.
Xanax,
like, it's who you are.
Yeah, I get worked up.
I'm going to sneak you a Red Bull before the next event.
Could you imagine?
Dude, she will literally be bouncing off the walls.
I know.
Her
like,
head would explode.
I drink enough coffee, but Red Bull, like the energy drinks, do something to me.
Yeah.
Even more
let's do
so.
It.
Like,
oh,
no,
I'm going to do it.
No.
So one of my most favorite things yesterday, when our little performer was performing, doing her songs, then we had a Q&A.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got our little audience full of listeners here who are diehard fans of the show and the station. You know, some pretty solid people watching. And our lovely artist starts talking about her musical journey.
Yes.
And as soon as she said something about, you know, this is my music journey.
Yeah.
I had easily six people turn and
look directly
at me and go. You could see they're all like.
I know.
Because I make fun of that type of talk all the time on this show. Like, I'm on my journey. This is my journey. Right now I'm in the middle of my journey. Like, it's such a cliche crutch right now for everybody to say they're on some sort of journey.
It is.
And then I think you even went and said something because it happened twice and you're like, yes, you know, just female empowerment and you're just so good and you're just on this just really powerful journey right now.
The female divine.
You're just on a very powerful journey right now. And I kid you not, all six of them again looked right at me and went,
yeah. Oh, it's funny. I tried not to look at you when all that was happening because I was like, I gotta keep it together. I'm already nervous.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to bust out laughing because
like,
Jeremy makes
a
face.
Hells yes. This is why I come into work every day.
Oh god.
Just to make fun of your journey. That's so good.